Diamonds Are Forever by Ian Fleming. Chapter 1. The Pipeline Opens. With its two fighting claws held forward like a wrestler's arms, the big Pandinus scorpion emerged with a dry rustle from the finger-sized hole under the rock. There was a small patch of hard, flat earth outside the hole, and the scorpion stood in the centre of this, on the tips of its four pairs of legs, its nerves and muscles braced for a quick retreat, and its senses questing for the minute vibrations which would decide its next move. The moonlight glittering down through the great thorn bush threw sapphire highlights off the hard black polish of the 6-inch body, and glinted palely on the moist white sting which protruded from the last segment of the tail, now curved over parallel with the scorpion's flat back. Slowly, the sting slid home into its sheath, and the nerves in the poison sac at its base relaxed. The scorpion had decided. Greed had won over fear. 12 inches away, at the bottom of a sharp slope of sand, the small beetle was concerned only with trudging on towards better pastures than he had found under the thorn bush, and the swift rush of the scorpion down the slope gave him no time to open his wings. The beetle's legs waved in protest as the sharp claw snapped round his body, and then the sting lanced into him from over the scorpion's head, and immediately he was dead. After it had killed the beetle, the scorpion stood motionless for nearly 5 minutes. During this time it identified the nature of its prey, and again tested the ground and the air for hostile vibrations. Reassured, its fighting claw withdrew from the half-severed beetle, and its two small feeding pincers reached out and into the beetle's flesh. Then for an hour, and with extreme fastidiousness, the scorpion ate it.